The rise in terror attacks across Iraq, along with the al-Qaeda-linked group of the Islamic State of Iraq and 11th, attempts to take over the city of Fallujah and Ramadi in Iraq's Anbar province, have prompted Iraqi security forces to clamp down on al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
We can say this is a political victory, especially now, when the Iraqi army began and has begun his campaign against al-Qaeda and the desert of al-Anbar. I think it don't mean big things to the ruling of al-Qaeda in Iraq.
In the latest wave of arrests in Iraq, the security forces have managed to capture one of the main leaders of the group in the city of Mosul. According to Iraqi forces, the detainee, known as the King of Northern Babel, is ISIL's ringleader, and 16 warrants were issued for his arrest prior to his capture.
You can find many assistants for the leaders of al-Qaeda. Many many persons declare they are the assistants of the leaders of al-Qaeda in Iraq or any place. Then if the Iraqi army captured some of them, they create another one.
The al-Qaeda-linked ISIL has become very active in Iraq in recent weeks as they have been crossing over from Syria. The Iraqi army, along with tribal leaders, have been working hand-in-hand to defeat the ISIL militants in Iraq's Anbar province. According to the UNHCR, the fighting has caused 140,000 Iraqis to flee their homes.
The Iraqi security forces have arrested several al-Qaeda-linked groups in recent days. The detainees are already under investigation. In the meantime, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has called on Iraqis to show unity against the terrorists. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.